he's been a deep ball thrower. I think he's always had that ability. You know, you look back in college. I remember playing him in college. He was putting it on the money every time he was throwing a deep ball. So, you know, he has some speedy wide receivers on the outside, and they went and got it.
The Browns have done such a reclamation project on their whole offense. How do you prepare for the unknown?
Just play disciplined ball, man. It's you know, you go through all camp, learning your techniques, learning the scheme, and then the principles within the scheme. And, you know, that's what you rely on at the end of the day. You don't need any game, you know, first game of the season, any time you come out the first time of the season, there's a lot of unknown, there's a lot of unexpected, and you just got to play, react, and roll with the punches.
So how's he different now compared to a few years ago, what you've seen in the past?
I played him in college, so, you know, that's really when I scouted him. I got here last year, you know, so I never really played him during his time with the Redskins. But, you know, I think when I'm looking on film, I see the same RG3 I saw. You know, it's a guy who can extend plays with his feet, guy who can throw the deep ball on the money, you know, somebody who has a long arm, big arm, and just knows how to make plays.
You mentioned gap discipline. What do you guys do as a linebacker tour to kind of contain them?
It's not specifically just the linebackers. It's a little bit of everybody. You know, you got a gap. You got to hold your gap. You just got to be disciplined. And, you know, really, that's really all it comes down to is being disciplined.
What's it going to be like playing behind this defensive line with the pressure they're able to get,
man,
and frees you up in some ways to make some big plays?
It's huge. It's huge. It's huge for the linebackers, man. It allows us to play free, like you said, and play fast. You know, they cause so much disruption and attract so much attention that, you know, at the end of the day, you know, they've got to account for them, you know, usually more than just one person. So, you know, if they're that disruptive and they're attracting two people, then obviously that's one less for us.
Jordan, have you guys prepared to play against a mobile quarterback with RG3? Do you have a certain practice squad guy or something like that?
No, I mean, we just play discipline football, man. It doesn't matter if you got a practice squad guy or not. As long as you're in your right gap and you're disciplined with your angles and staying, you know, in your right spot position, you'll be fine.
Does he still look the same physically? Is he back to where he was before the injury, or can you not really?
Like I said, man, I got here last year. You know, I never played against him in Washington, so. You
just
know,
a dual threat in general.
Right, dual threat, yeah. I mean, he's got that ability. He'll always have that ability. That's his game, his ability to throw the ball downfield, and then also, you know, extend plays with his feet. You know, that's always been his game, probably always will be.
Defensive attitude this year, is it a reflection of Schwartz, or is it something that was in you guys all the time and it's just coming out?
I think it's a little bit of both. You know, we've always been a tough, tough defense. That's what this city is defined by. That's what we try to define ourselves by. It's tough, hard-nosed people, football players that come out and aren't afraid to hit and be physical. So it's always who we've been. You know, it's probably more vocalized now that Coach Schwartz is here and is a little bit more vocal. But you know what? That is his attitude. And, you know, he embodies everything that, you know, this city is and that this defense wants to be.